I'm the gas that you depend on. Wonder where my high price went. Now you have more cash to spend on things like food and rent. What kind of fuel am I?
The Capitol Steps, founded in December 1981 when some staffers from Senator Charles Percy were planning entertainment for a Christmas party. Since then, they've been putting the mockin' democracy in Washington, D.C. on tour, on the radio, and during the summer in Lenox, Massachusetts.
And boy, Joe, we are so lucky to have them. It's amazing that they're here. Musical satirists call the Cranwell Spa and Golf Resort their summer home, performing here every night except Tuesday through September 2nd. I wonder what it is about Tuesday when the Berkshires shuts down.
Something has to be happening on Tuesday.
And they can't even go to a restaurant.
We're joined this morning by two longtime cap steppers, and we welcome Barry Biren and Jack Rose back to the program. Thank you very much for being with
us. Thank you for inviting us back.
It's great to have you here. Is this summer home, because my understanding from talking to you all in the past, some of you dip in, dip out, and come in, or are you here for the full run?
Actually, we spend about, each cast spends about two to three weeks here, because everybody wants to come up here. The whole company wants to come up. Yeah. So they try to arrange it so everybody gets an opportunity to come up and enjoy the Berkshires for a couple of weeks. So we are the first cast up here this summer.
But it is our summer home. You know, we mm-hmm. that's how we look at it. As a, and we have a new space over at the Cranwell. It's called the Harvest Barn.
Big barn, yeah.
Oh, beautiful.
It's beautiful. They redid the entire facility just for us, and they put a big sign in front that says Home of Capitol Steps.
That's
it really
nice.
Makes us feel special.
Well, I noticed your faces when I gave you the news that Cranwell had been sold this very morning. Is being sold this very morning. It's the headline in the Berkshire Eagle. Of course, you guys didn't know about it, but I can't believe it couldn't be anything but, you know, fine news for you, since everybody knows that that Cranwell is very lucky to have you.
Well, Cranwell has been a great home for us for, I think, about 10 years
now. Yeah, I think it's 10 years now.
And every year we have people who come back. It's a tradition for many of our audience members. They come back year after year, and it's always nice to greet familiar faces and new ones as well.
Yeah. You are so lucky, aren't you both, that you have Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton.
Oh, my gosh.
I mean, both of them.
This is a gift from God, isn't it?
Who would have thought a year ago when we were sitting here talking that this would be the situation? You know, we were talking about Jeb Bush as being the likely nominee at that time.
We said, I thought so. Donald Trump, he'll be around for a couple of months, and that'll be the end
of it. And
then
we just
did we talk about Bernie Sanders at all?
No.
You know,
no,
a year ago?
I don't think
no,
we did.
But you're so lucky because both of the presumed candidates are disliked by a lot of people.
It's a golden time for the Capitol Steps. It really is. So it couldn't be any better.
Who does Trump? Do you do Trump?
I know. There's another gentleman. He's basically a Trump clone.
He does Sanders.
I do Sanders.
And who do you get to do?
This year, I'm not doing Hillary this year. I'm doing Ann Coulter and who else?
Oh, I'm sorry.
I do Sarah Palin.
Oh, excellent.
And, because what would the Steps be without Sarah Palin?
Yeah.
I mean, it's Angela Merkel and a few other choice roles.
Do you love to do the ones which you know are going to prove to be most unpopular with the audience who are sitting there? Is that
it's a good mix. It's really a nice mix.
No, I don't mean the mix. I mean you personally. Do you personally think it's more of a challenge? It's better for you to imitate somebody who is basically
disliked.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I would say generally in theater, playing a villain is always much more fun than than playing the hero or heroine.
I don't find Bernie to be disliked at all, but I find him to be tremendous for the Capitol Steps as far as what we can do with him and what he offers us.
Well, but his the perception of Bernie. I have to be very careful because we are in a land of Bernieites, and I voted for him, which I often say. However, what is interesting is that his place in American politics has shifted dramatically because now people are beginning to dislike him because they think he's going to cost them, Ralph Nader-like, the election.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's yet to, we have yet to find out about that. You know,
right.
They're still in the works with that, and hopefully it's going to move. We'll see what happens.
Well, Wednesday's apparently going to endorse. Hillary.
Okay. Yeah. But he certainly has changed the conversation. He's changed. He's helped to change the party's platform this year, and I think that seems to be what his goal was this year. So the fact that he's changed the conversation on this side, and certainly Trump has changed, is having a dramatic effect on the GOP.
Well, we'll see. We'll just have to read Hillary's emails.
Well, we cover that as well. Mm-hmm. You know,
how are you able to do satire as successfully as you do without pissing somebody off?
Well, we don't claim to not piss anyone
right.
off.
Right. You would be surprised. I mean, people do come up. Hasn't happened this summer yet, but people will come up people will come up to us after the show and they'll say, "Well, we thought the show was horribly biased in favor of the Democrats." Mm-hmm. 2 seconds later, somebody will come up and say the exact opposite.
Really?
Oh yeah.
We know nothing about this, do we?
So much pro-Republican, you know. So we try. Like I said, it's a long time position of ours that we are the equal opportunity offenders. So if both sides leave a little pissed off, but a little gratified, that's fine with us.
But I remember when you were doing some religious stuff, that really got them.
You mean the Pope?
The Pope.
Well, were you the Pope?
I was the Pope, and he may or may not make another guest appearance this year. I'm not at liberty to say.
Somebody got up really rabid.
Well. And they do. They get emotional about it, but at the same time, most everyone has a great sense of humor about it all.
Now, both of you have been with the troop for a long time. Do you see that changing at all, that people are more partisan, they're more angry? Has that always sort of been the case?
Well,
it gets a little more heated as we get into the presidential election.
Yeah. You see the
energy just grow and the tension in the room. But it's a positive, great, fun tension for us because we sort of break it.
Right, because so many more people are actively engaged in politics during a presidential year. And because this has been such a highly charged year, we get a lot of comments from audience members saying that, boy, we really needed to laugh. We really needed to just, you know, blow off some steam because of the intensity of this political season. So, we're performing a bit of a service, I like to think.
How many of you are still there from the beginning?
Oh, from the beginning, just our producer Elena Newport is the only original.
The original, but there are a handful of others who were a year after, 2 years after,
exactly.
That sort of thing.
And are they still former staff members? Is that the qualifier that gets you in or not? No.
No longer. Really. It used to be until about around 1988, I think, 89, when they expanded to such a point. They expanded to such a point that they needed to add more people quickly.
That's great.
When I hold in my hand what to expect when you're electing, and this is the brand new CD.
That is correct, sir.
And so this is the official election edition of Capital Steps.
Right. But as you know, we update our material all the time, so it doesn't hurt to visit our website, which is capsteps.com, because we're always adding new tracks to the website that you can.
We will also customize our show. Like, I think a week ago, Bob Dylan was here at Tanglewood, and he happens to be making an appearance in our show as well.
Mm-hmm.
You know, yeah. He sometimes tends to make a political statement.
Or be a little stern.
Yes, and he's doing all of that here in
Lenox. What would you have done if he had walked in?
What?
That's a great question.
I don't think his part would have changed dramatically.
Not at all. Come on up.
Come on up. Do you ever have you ever had a celebrity walk in and do something with them?
Sure.
Oh, yes, that happens, you know, not with regularity, but when there is a celebrity in the crowd,
Angela Merkel comes in.
Yeah, we would try to do we would try to have a cameo role for them if they were interested in joining us on stage.
Exactly.
Well, you've done it, right?
Oh, I have.
Oh,
twice.
Yeah.
I've done it twice.
Brilliant.
The first time was the zipper one where, you know, everybody's getting on the plane and you're being examined. You're a schnook who's being examined.
All right.
And then behind you is Yasser Arafat and everybody getting on the airplane, everybody who's dangerous. And now you're doing that this summer, right?
We are doing a revised version of that this summer.
Yeah.
Because it's also
you know, the lines at TSA say this year has been just been a huge issue. You know,
So. And then the other one, what is the one this year? There was I was up there, and I don't know. Anyway, my poor memory. But
it slayed the crowd. Everybody loved it.
Oh yeah, mm-hmm.
We have it on. We have it on CD. People can get it if they want to donate to the station. Right. All good.
Yeah. Thank you, Joe.
And so the new CD is out, and you put one out?
We put one out annually, usually in the spring. Yep. I think we have, how many do we have out now? About 34? Because we actually, this is our 35th year.
Wow. And that's amazing, isn't it? And is it as popular as it's ever been?
I would think so. I think especially it's because, well, you are asking us in a presidential election year.
Probably more so this
year. We really are in high gear from the second the political season starts in terms of the presidential campaign. We're in high gear all the way through the election and beyond.
And we were kidding about people getting ticked off, but most people want to go and just have a good time and laugh about all the stuff that's going on, right?
Yeah.
Yes, because if you get ticked off about a particular number, you just wait for another minute and a half, and there will be another one that comes along.
I was talking more about the politicians themselves getting ticked off.
You know,
sometimes we'll have them at our show showing up, and they don't get most. You know, they have a great time with it as well.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But get ticked off in a fun way.
Mm-hmm. Actually, we've had some that have been ticked off that they weren't included.
Exactly.
In the show.
But wouldn't it be like great for ticket sales if Trump just said you guys are losers?
It would be fantastic. Oh, yeah. We'd sell out every night.
Fantastic.
Mm-hmm. It would be huge.
Huge.
Well, the Capital Steps are here. They're in Lenox at the Cranwell Spa and Golf Resort through September 2nd. For more information, you can visit capsteps.com. Capsteps.com. Barry Buren and Jack Rolls, thank you very much for being with us. We look forward to seeing you at Cranwell, and it's a delight to have you back.
Thank you, Joe. Pleasure. Great to be here again.
Thank you. Again, you can find out more information by going to capsteps.com. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.